Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making, as always. And I'm also going to ask Luke to describe briefly a terrific development at Devil Radio. We have developed an app. You can download it from our website. You can get it a lot of other ways. You can take Devil Radio with you everywhere, anywhere, wherever you are. So, Luke, can you just give a quick description of how they can download this app?
Yeah, Matt, you pretty much said it all. You can go to our website. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Devil Radio 927. Check us out. You can go to our website it's www.devilradio.com or devilradio927.com, excuse me. And we've got links all over the place. Download the app. There's apps in the Apple App Store and in the Google Play Store. You can take it on your phone and have the greatest radio station ever with you wherever you go. So download the app, please.
Terrific news. Terrific news. Wherever you are, outdoors, indoors, it's going to be easier now to listen to your favorite show on Devil Radio. Okay, we're going right to the news. Right to the news is being made. There's a crooked recount going on in Maricopa County. That's Phoenix. You know it. Cyber Ninja. The head of it is a QAnon devotee. He's already said he thinks it's a crooked election, pro-Trump. Well, there's a development, and this is probably a good development. The gerrymandered, illegitimate state Senate Republican down in Arizona issued a subpoena to give to Cyber Ninja, the images, the virtual images of routers, of the computers, the Maricopa County, to the auditors. In other words, give them access directly to the computers of Maricopa County. The Maricopa County Corporation Council looked at that, and they just came out with a statement. They said, we can't do that because there are, quote, significant security risks for law enforcement. In fact, law enforcement individuals would be jeopardized. Their lives would be jeopardized if we did that. We looked at it to see if we could redact out law enforcement data and give only some of this election data. And our experts tell us that you can try to do that, but there are ways to get around that. So look for a fight down there. There shouldn't even be a fight. Why are original ballots being turned over to a company like Cyber Ninja after it's already been recounted several times officially in Arizona? And each time, Joe Biden won. He won by the same margin. In fact, in Wisconsin, when they demanded a recount, he won by more. They only wanted a recount in Wisconsin, if you remember, officially Dane County and Milwaukee County, Madison and Milwaukee. And he picked up about 300-400 votes. You know, these are honest counts. So they bring in this outfit, Cyber Ninja, and there are some disturbing developments on that. Observers went in, saw thousands of ballots left unattended and unsecured. They saw computers open with nobody at the desk, nobody remotely around them. Just computers open, unattended. They're using ultraviolet rays to look. They initially said we're using ultraviolet rays to look for the watermarks in the paper of the ballots. Somebody pointed out none of the ballots have watermarks. They tried saying that, by the way, in Georgia, too. Then they changed their tune. They whistled a different tune. And this tune, now they're saying, well, we're actually looking for traces of bamboo in the paper, which would mean it came from China. Well, first of all, there's plenty of bamboo in a lot of countries in the world, not just China. Secondly, what goes into the making of paper is up to the various manufacturers. Third, they're simply trying to throw in the word Asia to incite people to not like all of this. And fourth, one of the counters, one of the auditors, has been identified as being one of the January 6th insurrectionists. The guy stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He's counting for Cyber Ninja. Unattended ballots, unsecured ballots, unattended computers open, unsecured computers. The ultraviolet is actually being used to smudge the ballots, to damage them. So what's going to happen is they will come and say, well, you know, this thing got damaged. Who knows what it was originally? As if what? The voter damaged it himself? Come on. Why are original presidential ballots being given to a corrupt thing like this? Why? Why? You don't give the originals. Even in a lawsuit in court, you don't just turn over the originals. You give them copies. Give them copies. And they pay for the copies. First of all, this should have been enjoined by a judge to begin with. There's no legitimacy to this. There's no science to this. There is a motion that you bring in a civil litigation called a Daubert motion, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, based on the name of a case, where it says you can't just bring any old person in and say he's an expert, have him talk about whatever he wants. There has to be a foundation to establish that he has the knowledge and the experience to answer hypothetical questions on different areas. It could be, you know, an automobile engine. It could be a computer. It could be an accounting mechanism, anything. You don't bring in a guy, say, I'm Cyber Ninja. No, I mean, does he have tattoos on his neck of a dragon or something? I mean, who knows what he has? I doubt it. I don't know. He could. Who knows? Guy comes in and he grins and he says, I'm going to do a real good job. I'm going to have some January 6th insurrectionists count the votes. We're going to leave a lot of stuff unattended around here. We are going to use ultraviolet for something or other. I'm not sure what. Watermarks? Oh, no watermarks. Bamboo. And that, well, whatever. But I'll tell you, if we find any dark marks on any ballot, we're throwing it out. How can you tell if there were dark marks on it when they voted? Well, we assume. What is going on here? What is going on here? Federal judge should have stood up and say, no, we're not doing any of this. Not doing any of this. And at a minimum, even a state judge who is afraid of being beaten at the polls by Trump cultists, even a state judge should have said, you're not getting original ballots. You're getting Xerox copies. They'll say, oh, it costs $3 million. Okay, fine. You want them bad enough, you get a Xerox copy. Where are we going to get it? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call up the Koch brother, the remaining Koch brother? Why don't you call up the Walton family of Arkansas? There are people who give to the Republicans under Citizens United where $3 million is chump change. It's a rounding error. It's $3 to you or $30 to you. They wanted the original ballots to alter them. That is the corruption that's going on down there. It's not going to work. Supreme Court is not going to try to overturn the presidential election. But what it does do, it gives oxygen to the Trump cult. The Trump cult will meet. Say, see what happened in Arizona. That means it probably happened in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia, Nevada. Trump is president. And they'll bring in the golden calf, the orange calf, Trump, and they all bow down and worship him. This is serious. It's very, very serious that we turned over original presidential ballots to Cyber Ninja. Can you imagine if Trump had beaten Biden by 7 million votes and had 302 or 306 electoral votes and the Democrats tried something like this? We don't do that. We're an honest party. The Republican Party is corrupted. not all of them, some very, very fine leaders, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney. But in general, they are servile. They are cultists. They would destroy our democracy simply to keep their jobs and pander to the Trump cult so that Trump does not insult them in a primary, gin up about a third of the vote to squeeze them out and give them to another lantern-jawed cretin, horned-eyed homunculus, who will then do whatever Trump wants. That's what's going on. Is that so hard to say? Let's see it said by more people than me. And let's have enough of the happy talk. Let's see it said by people who are in statewide office. That's where it should be said. This thing is a travesty in Maricopa County, in Phoenix. And that travesty is a cancer, and it's going to try to spread to other states. Time to stop it. You don't just say, well, you know, okay, it's not going to replace Biden. It won't replace Biden. What it will do, give oxygen and fuel and comfort and food to a Trump cult. And that has got to stop. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.